them. The fear has burrowed deep into their subconscious, and it will never really leave. Whether we're aware of it or not, all of us are attracted to and strangely beholden to feelings of fear. Our bodies are simply wired that way. The ultimate fear, of course, is of the end, of death itself. The fear of that encounter with a saber-toothed cat haunts the earliest of man's descendants all the way to us for eternity. Parents and children look carefully over every shadow for squinted yellow eyes hovering over sharp teeth. Can you hear it? The low rumble that turns into a growl and eventually a panting snarl. The beast. It's getting closer. The idea of death from the shadows, in all of its forms, stalks us all. All right, so what does any of this have to do with Woodrow Wilson and Hillary Clinton? Right? Good question. And it's what we're going to explore in this book, Fear, as well as the hopeful, if not pointless, solutions offered to combat it, is ultimately what has made progressivism so successful. It's what makes otherwise intelligent, rational, good human beings succumb so easily to obviously absurd visions of the future